Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer today, Lydia. Hi, Lydia. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's, you know, a whopping 40 degrees here in Wisconsin, which is up from 11 degrees yesterday. So I'm enjoying a little bit of the heat wave.
That is absolutely frigid and horrifying.
It is, especially, you know, if it was January, we'd be like 40. This is awesome, but not quite in November. But hey, we got to look on the bright side. It was sunny and beautiful, and it is Thanksgiving week, and there's much to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
So in everything we do, we bring our past and our present. We bring our known and unknown biases. And this is evident in our personal life and our professional life, especially around leadership. And today's episode is titled Confronting Our Fear and Trauma in Leadership. This is what we will be discussing today with my guest, Dr. Sheila Trapp, that one, we must confront our fear if we want to lead and lead well. Two, we must remember that equity is not equality. And three, trauma in any form must be addressed because you bring you to the role of the leader. So I'm so excited to have Sheila on the show with us today, but I want to tell you a little bit about her because she is such an impressive woman. Dr. Trapp is a mother, wife, daughter, sister, and her new designation as grandmother. Dr. Trapp has worked for over 30 years in various leadership roles in the social justice arena. She has a passion, and when I say passion, ladies and gentlemen, her passion just shines through for leadership on issues of inequality, women's rights, and advocacy, which impelled her interest to become involved with racial, economic, social, and transformative justice agendas. Dr. Trapp has fundamental skills in diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, capacity building, and servant leadership, and has served on numerous committees and activism groups working towards community and system level changes. She believes that ordinary people do extraordinary things and that she is simply one of those ordinary people, which, folks, when you get to know her, she is nothing. She is not ordinary by any sense of the word. Dr. Trapp is a native of Plainfield, New Jersey, and the owner of S. Renee Consulting Group, which serves to redefine public servant leadership on all fronts. She has a doctorate in management and master's degrees in organizational management and theological studies. She is also a certified public manager and the author of several books. I've had the honor of sharing the stage with her and looking forward to doing so again this coming March in Paris, France. Please help me welcome Dr. Sheila Trapp. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. I'm glad to be here. It's such a privilege.
Well, I want to jump right in because, of course, we're women. So women in leadership, you know, why is this so important to discuss?
Well, I think one of the main things about women in leadership is that we're not men, right? And so we learn differently, we function differently as leaders. And I get more from talking to women in leadership than I get from any leadership principle, leadership book. I think one of the things that we need as women in leadership roles is support, you know, and something that I'd like to call midwifery. And I'm always trying to be a midwife. I never know what people are birthing, especially women and young women that are coming up, you know, trying to lead and trying to find themselves in leadership. And I always take, you know, something that Plato said, the greatest privilege of a human life is to become a midwife to awakening of the soul in another person. And I've found the strength in being able to do that with other women. I think we need a place where we can be honest with each other. We need a place where we can support each other without judgment. And we need a place where we can be women. And not just I'm a leader, you know, and these are the things that we practice and that we do. You know, it's nice to find people who are other women who can support us, who can be honest with us. But more so, I find that you and I have been in some of the same circles with lots of different women. And I've found a better Sheila being in the realm of other women who are like, girl, you could do this. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, I don't have it all together all the time. Those are the kind of conversations that we need to have so everybody knows we are all going through things. We all have stuff. You know, we carry so many roles. As strong as we are, we need support. And I find that with other women, we need to talk more and commune more together, especially surrounding our leadership roles and, you know, all the different roles that we play, but in various realms of leadership, it's hard, and it's hard for us. And we need somewhere where we can kind of place some of the values that we have and what we're doing. And we always want to support. And I've never been to a leadership conference, you know, where there's men and we get to talk about this stuff. You know, it's usually very hard principles. This is what leadership is. This is what you're going to do. But there's just so much more to us. And I just think it's worthy of exploring a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more till we can find a way to really support each other and to help people birth. Everybody's looking for a way to be their best self, you know. And so if it's tag, you're it, if somebody says, can you help me? You know, we should be open to supporting, especially this next generation that's coming up after us. This world is crazy. It's like, it's not, things are just not the same. And so their struggles and the things that they're going to have to deal with are a little bit different. So it's nice to have someone that says, that's nothing. Don't worry about that. That's nothing. Did that, been there, done that, and real mentoring happening. And we need to be able to do that with women our age, older, whoever is looking to birth something and to birth, you know, their best self. Everybody's chasing their own selves. If we can help them get to a good place, it should be something that we should be more into doing.
And I think that it's a beautiful, I love the analogy, right? The midwife, the birthing, because we're afraid at many times to say that I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this situation, or I need help, because we think we need to do it all, be it all the time. Mm-hmm. And when we can go over and fix another woman's crown without telling everybody else that it was crooked, right? Because I love that saying, it's important. And to be comfortable. I always like to say, girls compete, women empower. And it is so true. And when we realize that we're all trying to be our best selves, which my best self is going to be different than your best self, which is going to be different than somebody else's best self. We're here to support one another and to get us to the point where we are all leaders, no matter the title, no matter your rank, age, or serial number, right? None of that matters. It's a matter of how do we come along one another and lift each other up and help to get us the goals that we need to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I also think there's real power in being around people who have done things that you haven't done, like just being on this platform here. You know, you invite me onto a platform that I've never done a podcast before. So I'm asking all kinds of questions. Like, this is something new for me. You know me, though. I do a lot of presentations, a lot of talking, and a lot of teaching. But I'm intrigued when I come across anyone who's doing something that I'm not doing. And I want to learn, and I want to be in the space where people want to teach. And I think that if we were more open to certain things on that realm, I think we'd just be powerful. We're already powerful by ourselves, but together we can be even more. And I do believe the future is female. When you look at all the things that are going on. We're birthing the next generation of leaders, you know, whether you're a mother or you're leading a family, whatever it is that we're doing, we've always had to be strong. My encouragement is that we just be strong together.
Oh, absolutely. So on that note, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get her information. And she's also going to tell you about a new book that's coming out. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay, to subscribe online to receive latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dr. Sheila Trapp. Thank you so much for being on with us. Tell listeners how they can reach you.
Oh, I can be reached on every social media platform. Just look up Sheila Trapp, and you can find me. I can also be reached at srenaeconsult@gmail.com or SheilaTrapp@hotmail.com. I'm always getting all kinds of messages to srenaeconsult, and I love that email address because I get from all kinds of people just interested in what I'm doing and think how I can help them. So please reach out to me.
Wonderful. And you have a new book coming out this year?
Yes, I do. I have a new book. It's called 7 Weeks, Unpacking Trauma Amid Organizational Leadership. And it is a journey book for me. 7 weeks I was in a certain leadership situation, one that I thought I always wanted to be in and ended up being one of the worst things I've ever done. What happened is I'm unpacking the trauma from not even just that leadership role, but other leadership roles that it reminded me of. And I think it'll be really helpful for people who are really unpacking things like fear and not being good enough and all of the various things about wanting to be something. And once you get what you wanted, it's like, this doesn't feel like what I wanted. This is just bad, just bad. So should be out sometime in March next year. So hopefully it'll be helpful to people in the world who are struggling with issues same as me.
Well, and I think that goes back to our conversation during the last segment is how we can help one another in leadership roles, learn from our experiences, right? Our Absolutely. Our failures, our successes, everything. And Absolutely. So I think that's an awesome opportunity for people to learn from what you've done.
Absolutely.
So in this segment, we're talking about what it means to confront our fears to lead. So let's just jump right in. What have you seen?
Fear, first of all, is one of my favorite things to talk about. I think you know this about me. Anytime I'm talking, fear always comes up because when I think about the things that scare me or that used to scare me, I would run. It's a normal thing to run from something that where you're afraid. But when you find yourself running from opportunities, then that's when there's a problem. Today, I embrace being afraid. So if there's something that I'm fearful of, it's almost like a compass for me now. So I'm like, go unpack that. What is it that you're afraid of? Carl Jung said it best. He said, where your fear is, there is your task. So sometimes it's that fear is trying to get you from moving in a certain realm, which is absolutely the place that you should go. And so once you start understanding that, you see that fear is something to go that way. Because something is trying to keep you from, again, something that could be your best self, a part of you becoming better. And so now as I chase fear, I'm embracing more me. I'm more me today than I've ever been. And I think a lot of it is from confronting various fears that I've had to stop flight and running and just stand there. Figuring out what is it about this situation that makes me afraid, and it's made me a better person and definitely a better leader.
And I think that's so important because fear, it's out there, right? We're always going to have it. And sometimes fear is very good, right? It gets us out of bad situations, right? The evils of the world. But other times it holds us back and it keeps us from growing. It keeps us from experiencing so many opportunities. And
absolutely,
I mean, you're gonna fail, right? At some point in your life, you're gonna fail, but you never learn unless you go after. I mean, I've been there. I've not gone after different things because I'm like, oh, but what if? But what if it doesn't work? Or what if it does work? And exactly. Yeah, you're gonna woulda, coulda, shoulda your way into a absolutely. Hole. And I think that's
absolutely
great
absolutely.
How you said. Embracing.
Exactly. And I also think that a lot of our fear comes from things that we've been told, what we couldn't do, who we're not, you know, and, you know, who is anybody to tell you what you can and cannot do, you know? And so just to push through that is pushing through a barrier that's been placed upon you, you know, as women. You know, even, you know, I call it historical DNA. There's a lot of things that come, fear that comes through the passage of our families and things that's happened to us in the past. And to be able to push through some of those things to me and owning your right to be in a certain place is as afraid as you may be, you have to do it afraid sometime. And you have to stand there and just like, I'm not going to be afraid of this. And if I am going to be afraid, I'm going to do it anyway. Because, I mean, one of the things we said earlier was everyone makes mistakes. And no matter how loud or a secret that your mistakes are, no one escapes the lessons. So let's go have the lessons, you know, because, you know, one thing that I'm not a big fan of when people say you learn, or you win, and I'm like, no, you lose. There is losing, and I've lost. But lessons come with losing, but it's not true that you don't lose, because we do lose. There's not, yep. And we have to be honest with people about that. There is losing, and you will lose. You know, it's what you do with that loss and what you do with the lessons that come from losing, I think, are the better things. We don't know what's right until we know what's wrong. So it's things that we have to go through. So we have to look at what that fear is trying to keep us from, because that fear is always trying to teach us. We're going to learn something over there. So go that way. Go that way and face it. It's what's going to be better for you in the long run. Whether you never do that again, you would have never known not to do it if you hadn't taken a chance to get it done. So fear to me is just, it's the task today for me. It is the task, and it comes wrapped in it. So many opportunities come out of embracing that fear. Go that way. See what's that way. Because whatever's standing at that door is not real. It's not real. It's trying to keep you from a better version of yourself.
Well, and it's important. I mean, it's important to face those fears just on a regular everyday basis, mm-hmm. but especially if you want to lead, if you want to move forward, if you want to open that door for somebody else, whether that is your daughter, your son, your, you know, cousins, nieces, nephews, just the future generation, or somebody else who is coming aside you and wants to do something different. And if we don't confront our own fears, how do we help those other people?
Exactly. I had someone come to me the last conference that I did, and she's like, she's so afraid at work. And I didn't really know what to tell her, because most of the time when I'm doing any kind of leadership coaching, it's people, I get to know people first. Like, what I do is not for everyone. So you got to get to know someone, and then you help them unpack who they are. And then you start, you know, working on some of the leadership goals and principles that they would like to achieve. She was so afraid at work to speak up and to say things. And one of the things I said to her, which I've never said to anyone, was use your fear, use it. You know, use it to fuel yourself. If you can't get rid of it and you're trying to confront it and it's still standing there, use it. You know, use it to make you better. Use it to understand yourself better. Just use it. Don't be afraid and run. Use it. And, you know, at that point, not knowing her that well, after I spoke with her maybe like 3 months later, she was like, I used it and it was better for me to have done so. You know, so I'm like, okay, good. you just don't always know. You're trying to be helpful, but you don't want it to hurt anyone. So you can't just tell people what they need to do all the time. But it was very clear that she didn't want to let go of the fear. So just use it then. Use it in whatever that you're doing. And it worked for her. So.
Right. Oh, and yeah. I think too, what sometimes people forget, this doesn't just have to be in a corporate environment. It's, you know, you mentioned it earlier, is you're leading in so many ways, whether it's in a social circle, whether it's in your household, whether it's in a community group. Exactly. It doesn't just mean in a corporate structure leadership. And I think that people get leadership and titles and types of livelihood things mixed up, and we lead in so many ways, and you never know who's watching.
Absolutely.
So make sure that you're showing up 100% authentic yourself and leading your way, because it's going to matter down the road. Because eventually, if you're not leading the way you need to lead, and that's, you know, true to yourself, mm-hmm. you're going to get caught up later, because then it's just not going to work.
It's just not going to work. Agreed. Absolutely. And we have to confront our past, and we have to confront those voices in our head that are saying you're not good enough, you can't do this. Those kinds of things are, we have to confront those issues, because if we can't move past things of that nature, we can't move past anything. We just stay stagnant. So take the opportunities to confront your fear. We'll all be better for it if we continue to do it over and over again.
And I think that's important, what you just said there, because when we listen to other people, we start repeating some of those things in our head, and then our own thoughts becomes things. And I know personally in the past, I've had like, well, what will other people think if I do this?
Exactly.
And it wasn't until I said, I don't care. You know, I don't care. And I embraced it. right? Because exactly. people are going to talk about you no matter what. So let's give them something to talk about. Exactly. Go after.
I tell people all the time, if they're not talking about you, you're not doing anything anyway. So you might as well just go for it. They're going to talk about you because you're doing something. So get it done.
And if it takes longer for you to get something accomplished than you originally thought, that's okay, because the time's going to pass anyways.
Exactly. And you're not chasing anybody's time but your own self. It's your timeline. It's not your timeline and your timeline. I'm chasing me. Chasing the best me I can possibly be. And you know, one of my favorite sayings, I think I said this the last time we were together, is no one is you and that's your power. That's it right there in a nutshell. You know, I say it all the time, nobody can beat me at being Sheila Trapp. Because you know what? To be me, people don't have a clue. And you can't beat me at being me because I'm the only me. So if you need to know that, then remember that no one is you, and that is your power.
And that's where we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Before we go, Dr. Trapp, tell folks how they can reach you again.
You can reach me at S. Renee Consult, and that's Renee with R-E-N-A-E, not E-E. Or you can reach me at SheilaTrapp@hotmail.com. S. Renee Consult at gmail.com.
Wonderful. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Unlock the power of your dreams and break free of the past. On the Dream Diva podcast, we're dying to dream. Hi, I'm Kelly Keough, Dream Medium. Join my masterclass in shamanic journeying and intuitive dream interpretation to receive messages from your soul symbols, ancestors, guides, and spirit animals. Together, we'll explore precognitive dreams to help you live your best life. The Dream Diva podcast airs every Wednesday at noon Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dr. Sheila Trapp. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So during the last segment, we talked about confronting our fears to lead. Now let's get into DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion. So Dr. Trapp, do you find that current DEI strategies are effective?
Current DEI strategies actually bother me. And one of the reasons why is it's really nice to talk about our biases, and it's nice to address certain issues that are going on within an organization or going on within the world. But my concern is that they don't stick, and that once that facilitator leaves, nothing's going to happen. There will be no change. Real change is just more radical than I think some of the approaches that I see out there today. And I think one of the main things is just really being able to understand what the work is that we're doing. And that's why I talk about equity versus equality, because I think people just get it wrong. Equity really involves trying to understand and give people what they need to enjoy full, healthy lives. And that word understanding is the bigger issue, because equity is not equality. You can only have equality if people are working from the same place or starting from the same place or need the same things. And that's just not the case for all of us. As a woman of color, it doesn't mean that you give me what you give everybody else. It's not equity for me. Equity is about understanding my needs, what I need from you, what I need from a company, what I need from whatever is happening in my world. And unless you understand me and my history and where I'm coming from, how could you possibly provide some level of equity to my life? I just don't think that organizations are ready, at least the ones that I've come across, are really ready to dig deep into more historical things, you know, things that people don't want to talk about, slavery, slave owners, you know, all the things, Black people, where we come from, and, you know, people like, we're from Africa, we don't know anything about Africa. You know what I mean? There's just so much has been lost for our people that equity has to come, to me, has to come from the level of understanding who I am as a person, what I've been through, and what we still go through as a people. Things are not equal on many fronts when it comes to the world and still the way that we're separate but equal. I just think we throw those words around without really digging deep into a better level of understanding.
So do you find it hard for organizations to know how to approach that? Because I know in speaking to some leaders, when I've posed the question on why aren't you getting to know your staff? Why aren't you asking? Well, because isn't that intrusive? I shouldn't ask about their home lives, because how is that to do with their performance? And I go, well, sometimes it's got everything to do with their performance.
Exactly.
And so do you find that leaders are hesitant because they don't know, for lack of a better term, the boundaries on what can I ask? What should I ask? And having that open dialogue.
I think so. And I think that's actually part of the problem. You hit the nail on the head. It's that ignorance about each other that makes us kind of walk on pins and needles around each other. What should I say and what should I do? And until we deal with that, nothing's going to be real, you know, in terms of our dialogue. It's just like, if you're still concerned about whether I wash my hair every day, do they wash their hair every day? And if you can't just ask me, you know, we got a problem that you think you could say that. Now, for me, too, on the other side, I think we're all responsible. We're all responsible for teaching each other. So it's not just people just need to know what people of color are doing. I think we need to be more open to at being asked questions. And just what you said, somebody may come to you and just say, you know, is it okay when I say this? Or is it okay when I say that? I love being in the realm where I seem to be like a magnet for that. I've always gotten along with everyone. And so you'll see me with everyone. I don't hang with the Black crowd or the white crowd. I hang with people who are more like me, which tends to be various, you know, colors and nationalities and cultures. And I love being in the realm where people can ask me questions, because I want to be that girl. I want to be that girl where people feel comfortable enough asking me things about my Blackness. And anybody who knows me, I'm unapologetically Black. I'm going to talk the way I talk. I come from where I come, and I don't try to hide those kinds of things. But I think that that also gives way to other people feeling an openness about me. I am who I am. You get me, you get all of this. this is who I am, and I embrace Sheila. And I think it makes people comfortable because I'm going to embrace myself regardless of the realm that I'm in. But I love when people ask me questions. I think the last time you and I were together, we had some really good conversations about lots of things and just being open and honest. And all of us have a responsibility to erase some of the ignorance that might be out there about people. And as a Black woman, I'm not like every Black woman. I don't come from where every Black woman comes from, you know? And so, you know, I grew up in a two-parent home, you know, it's just kind of, you know, I've had great opportunities and areas where I think I've been very privileged, as a Black woman and understanding some of that, we're all not alike. So oftentimes I'm imparting information that's about me, what I've learned, or what I know that people around me are faced with, but I don't know everything. And I think that there is just such a great opportunity to learn more and more and more about each other. And we have to take those steps. And the DEI approach to me is just, it's on the surface. It's still not what's real. Diversity is such a sexy word these days, but you know, diversity is just being invited to the party. You know, literally, it's like they said they fixed the organization because they hired more Black people. You didn't fix anything. You just invited more people to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. Yes. And that's where we're just not doing well. You know, that's where we're still separate. You know, the inclusion thing is not about hiring people. It's about really including people in the decisions that are being made and the discussions that are being held and being comfortable with having any kind of conversation around anyone and no one's getting offended because we know that your motive is not to offend. And that's what we need to work. We need to work on that.
And I think that I would agree that that is a big part with so many avenues. It's, I want to ask the question. And I want to know, and I don't want to be ignorant, so I need to ask to know, but if I ask, am I being offensive? And I think that's what we got to get over that. We have to know that people are coming from a good place.
Absolutely.
And that's hard, right? That's really hard to do if yeah. Like you said earlier, what are your issues? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of people judging you? Are you afraid of, you know, what has your past experience been like when you've opened up to somebody and then they took that advantage of that? So I think it is unpacking your issues as a person, and then we can get to being able to lead and ask the question without having an assumed negative impact.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really just all about motive. And, you know, people need to be able to say, ouch. Hey, yeah. Wait a minute. You're doing too much. You know, yep. People need to be able to say that without fear. That's not okay that you said that. Let's talk about maybe a better way to approach that because that's offensive. And people, we all have a responsibility to take that and say, okay, let's talk about it because I don't want to be offensive. You know, my motive was not to hurt you. Can we please talk about this? And I think for me, until we get to that level, that we're not really dealing with the more deeply rooted issues that we have. I was at work for an organization a couple years ago, and they were like, well, we're going to fix diversity, and we're just going to hire a bunch of Black people. And then so when the Black people come in, they come into that same culture, which was oppressive, full of fear, and it was just, you're just adding people onto this culture that just does not lend itself to an organization or a family structure that says, we're so glad you're here. You know, it's like, there's like so not that feeling, you know, and so it was, and they ended up really struggling. They couldn't keep any level of diversity because it really starts at the top. It was just like, you know, you make me feel fearful, you know, of the CEO or whoever. It's just like, no, this is not diversity. This is, I should be able to say what I need to say and say it again, you know, without fear of reprisal and being fired and, you know, some of the fears that we already have, you know, because they're real, yep. You know, in certain spaces and places, you know, you say something, you get the boot, you know, and being able to say that and discuss that, I think is just, we're missing. I think we're really, really missing the mark on that. And I think there are DEI professionals that are trying, but there's organizations who will only let them do but so much. You know, it's just like, no, we're not going to do that. You can do that part over there. We can talk about our biases over there. Like, this is good, you know, and it is, we're missing such a great opportunity to get to know each other better.
And I think it is, because it promotes that work environment where we're trusting one another. And if we trust one another, we're going to open ourselves. We're going to do better work. We're going to not have, you know, the hostile work environment, and just, it's a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will end today's show by talking about women and trauma. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gosh, it's going so fast.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength, made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dr. Sheila Trapp. Before we wrap up today's episode, tell listeners how they can reach you and find out more about your services and other ways they can interact and connect with you.
I can be reached at srenaeconsult @gmail.com. And that's Renee, R-E-N-A-E, or Sheila Trapp, S-H-E-I-L-A, Trapp, two P's, @hotmail.com. I'd love to talk to you about some of the services that I provide, and just to hear from you about anything that you've heard today.
And then you have a new book coming out in 2023. Tell listeners about it.
New book coming out, which is 7 weeks. This is book 7 for me. And it's 7 weeks unpacking trauma amid organizational leadership. And it's really talking about trauma as an organizational leader, the trauma that comes from an organizational standpoint, not necessarily domestic violence and sexual assault, which are some of the other things that I'm really, really into. And I think that's what made this book so special, is because I was already into trauma. And then you start thinking about trauma as a leader and within the organization, there was just a lot to unpack.
Yes. And that book is coming out next year. So
March of next year. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep.
So let's finish our show today about discussing women leaders and trauma. Perfect segue, right? So yes. Do you find that women are dealing with trauma as they lead people and organizations?
I do. And it's been something that I've seen probably over the last 5 to 8 years. I see a lot of leaders, especially women, who, you know, they bring themselves to work and they bring themselves to the leadership role. And something's happened, because there's no reason for certain responses to things or trying to push people down and trying to hurt people. That is not leadership. That is not what we aspire to be at all. Leadership is about others. Leadership is about helping other people get to their best self, building great teams, accomplishing the mission. But I've seen some like tyrants in various leadership roles, and it made me think about trauma, because I know very clearly that, you know, every human has a true, authentic self, and it's trauma that's the disconnection from it, that creates the disconnection from it. So even in this book, and I'm still unpacking certain things, even from my life or the life of other people who I know have struggled with things that have happened in organizations. This is not, again, domestic violence and sexual assault. Even in my book, I say if you have issues of that nature, you should get help, because that should not be at work. That should not be in your leadership role. And hopefully people understand that healing reconnects you to yourself. So if there's some healing involved in terms of those deeply rooted traumas, you know, I keep saying in the book, get help, you know, get help, because you never heal. If you never heal from what hurt you, you'll just keep bleeding on other people who didn't cut you. And that is what I've seen in a lot of leaders. They're just complete tyrants and trying to figure out, why is she like that? Like, what happened to her? And then when you unpack your own stuff, or you talk to other people and there's things going on, there's a lot going on surrounding trauma and various responses, whether people are ready to fight or run or freeze or just not make a decision. It's just so much going on in that. Who told you that you weren't good enough to make the decision? Make a decision. That's like a big part of leadership. It's your job. Like, make a decision, you know, but you're scared because you're afraid of what people are going to think. Where does that come from? You know, unpack some of those things. Why are you afraid? Again, back at fear. What has happened in the past, even in organizations, not feeling good enough, being passed over for jobs, you know, and this is not just people of color, this is women not being paid the same amount of money, you know, whatever people would like to coin as trauma for them, it's trauma. And it's something to unpack and to get over, because as leaders, we have to be there for others. That's what leadership is all about. But when you come with unpacked trauma in yourself, it's really, really hard to bring out the best in others when there's things inside you that need to heal. So a lot of the book talks about that, and in various ways between racial trauma. I've just stumbled over this amazing, amazing situation in those 7 weeks, and it was moral injury. And, you know, I couldn't put my finger on what was happening, but every button in me was just so alarmed at this organization. And the main reason was it pushed very badly on everything I believe that a nonprofit should be. Everything that I value about nonprofit work was just not happening there. And it was like an injury to me. I was like completely, completely upset about what I was seeing, but I was also just so alarmed. It was like a personal attack. That's what it felt like. So I started doing some research on moral injury because I'm like, this is a real thing. And so when you go back and you do the research about it, it comes from veterans who, you know, signed up to be in the armed forces. And then once they got in, it wasn't what they thought, and they went to war. There were things, they had no choices. They come home, they had no opportunities. And so that's where moral injury comes from. Like, I'm fought for my country, and now what do I get? You know, and now what is this that I get? I get nothing when I get home. And so there's this whole background surrounding moral injury. So I think one of the things I've been trying to do when I'm unpacking the various traumas is to really talk about that. Because there's often times that we are so upset at organizations and leaders, and we don't see them and see their trauma, but we also don't see our own values and how there's just some places we just shouldn't work. And that is our choice. You know, it's like, if I have talents and abilities and gifts that I respect, everybody doesn't get that. You know, I'm not working for a tyrant. I don't want to be a tyrant, and I don't want to work for one. But just trying to understand how people change, how people become that, has been something that I've really been trying to address in terms of trauma.
And I think that's all very important. And it goes back to the very beginning of our conversation of, you need to understand yourself. And we can, and this is whether you're a leader or, because I really think everybody's a leader at some point in their lives and at some places. So whether you are in that position at the moment, you have to understand what you are, where you are, and what drives you, because that the moral dilemma that you were talking about, I mean, it gets down to our values, right? And what do we value, and how does that impact our leadership? Just like the trauma impacts our leadership, your biases, you know, everything is there. And I think it's really important for folks to realize that. I am so, I know he is, he loves this conversation. He believes
he likes, he wants to be on the show.
He's like, this, he goes, I got things to say. I understand, because it's important to continue that conversation.
He has some moral injury.
He does. Clearly, he thinks his name outweighs it. His name is King. So he thinks
he thinks he's the king. But moral injury is become like something that I'm just like so into, because I don't think we think as much as we should about our values and where we work, and, you know, that things match up. And maybe we get a little older and we start seeing things and we see our own value, and who am I if I work here and I condone all these things that are being done here. So it's kind of like making choices for ourselves. But I also think that if we don't do something to heal surrounding our trauma, because just like you said, you bring you to that role. That's still you. You know, people scare me when they say I'm different when I'm at home. How could you be a different person at work at home? Like, I don't, that's just not good. You're one person, you know what I mean? It's just like, if you're a loving person, then you're gonna find a way to bring that energy to your teams and to bring that energy and your authentic self to the work that you're doing. And we don't wanna pass off, you know, generation of trauma as that's just how we are. That's the culture here. It's not okay. We need to do something to fix it.
Where we're going to end, because I hate to cut you off, but I knew we would end up running out of time. So thank you so much. Check out Dr. Traff's information online to make sure that you are getting her book when it comes out in March. And thank you, Sheila, so much for being with us today. And thank you for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. And check us out the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Have an amazing day, everybody, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.